Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast with yours truly, Stephen Young. You can catch me on Twitter and IG at dieyoung95_. Right next to me, I got my man, OVO Jody.
Yes, cracking.
And yeah, we're bringing in the big guns today. We also got Ether Ernie in the evenings. Say hi, Ernie.
What's up? What's good, y'all?
Shoot, nothing much, my man. You know, chilling, killing, salmonellin'.
Gold grilling.
Exactly. Fucking, what you guys been up to?
Just this week.
Same old, same old.
Yeah, quarantining it up. Always wearing my mask wherever I go.
I've been resting this week. I've been off all week, actually. It's been nice.
That's perfect.
Chilling.
I don't know what's going on. Fucking, they open everything back up, and now they're closing everything back up again.
Well, it's forcing
things back down.
They're only targeting bars for some reason. I don't know why. I saw a sign in a protest that said Bar Lives Matter. Dude. And I was like, damn, they're really pulling the...
Dude, say goodbye to a lot of like bars and comedy clubs. A lot of that stuff is closing down. I heard the Comedy Store in LA might be shutting down. Yeah, fuck.
As long as they don't close the gyms up, they're still open. Just keep that open.
You've still been going?
Yeah.
Where, 24?
Do you wear gloves when you go?
Oh, Fitness 19.
They just want you to wear a mask when you walk in, and then you can take it off as soon as you walk in.
Yeah?
Works for me, man.
No, you should wear your mask and gloves. Those gloves.
Can you imagine trying to hit the treadmill? Fucking...
Yeah, breathe in.
Figure it out.
If you work out those masks on...
Oh, wear one of those ones with the holes.
Those wrestling ones?
Yeah.
Looking like fucking...
Bane.
Sub-Zero and shit.
Yeah.
Wear one of those.
If you work out those masks on, you're going to be breathing in a lot of carbon dioxide and shit, yeah? And that stuff's poisonous to our systems, ain't it?
I don't know.
What?
All I know
I'm
is
not a doctor.
I got the antibodies, bro, so I'm bulletproof right now.
I'm not a doctor. I just play one on a podcast. But fucking, yeah, I don't think that's good for you. That's for the trees.
Carbon from the mask?
Because when you breathe in, you breathe in oxygen and you breathe out carbon dioxide. So when you have the mask over your face, imagine you're breathing out carbon dioxide. Not all of it's getting out.
It's like breathing in a bunch of breath, bro. Think about it.
Exactly. Exactamundo. So anyways, masks are good or a mask bad? Find out on the next episode of the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast. But anyways, we got a lot of dope freaking topics lined up for us today. Right off the bat, we got Ty Dolla $ign, new single called Ego Death, featuring Kanye West. Even Skrillex, to those of you who are into that sort of thing.
Yeah, FKA Twigs as well.
Oh, yeah. So what was the first hook. Impressions you guys got from this track, y'all?
Well, right off the bat, when I saw Skrillex, I was like, this is going to go either good or bad, for sure. Like, it's either going to be hard or it's going to be like some happy hardcore shit. But I played it. I fucked with it. Song's pretty dope. Ty Dolla $ign doing his thing. It's summer bop, for sure.
Very weird collaboration, though.
Yeah, it's a strange group of people, for sure. Quarantine be mixing these people up right now.
What'd you think, Charles?
It was cool. I liked it. It was straight.
One of the things that I liked from Kanye West's verse was he's talking about showing up mad to the Grammys, trying to win something we already had, trying to be something we already are. And it's basically referencing how all these artists like get so like set upon winning a Grammy to like claim their success when they're already doing good. Like they already made it. Their album was already like one of the best albums of the year.
He's basically
just saying like you don't need these stupid trophies from these rigged events to fucking validate yourself.
Yeah, talking about the validation a lot of artists crave and seek, you know, when they're in those positions. A song called Ego Death featuring Kanye West. Fitting. Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Anyways, I thought Ty Dolla sounded pretty good on this track. What was the other artist featured on here?
FK Twigs, she also does a hook.
I wish she had, you know, more. I wish, you know, she did more on this track because she sounded actually pretty good.
She's dope.
Not a bad beat at all. I'm assuming Skrillex made it.
Oh, yeah.
With
for sure.
The, all the beat. EDM influence or hard style, whatever you would call that stuff. I don't know.
He makes it's a lot of mixture of things.
And it's a song called Ego Death, but you know what? This song is, that's not what ego death is. He's singing about how his ego dies or how his ego gets hurt from how women can hurt his ego and shit and break his ego. I'm like, that's not what an ego death is, bro. Shoot. Follow the Joe Rogan method. Smoke some DMT. And there you go. That's the real ego death
right
there. That
shit ain't for everybody, though.
But yeah, not a bad track. Mixture of EDM influences and hip-hop, of course, and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, man, that just shows you the scope of rap and how powerful it is, able to combine all these different cultures and bring all these different artists together. So, you know, I think I liked it overall.
Yeah.
I think if this was Gladiator and I had to give the thumbs up or the thumbs down on this situation, it's going up. So, I wasn't expecting to like this track, but not bad.
Yeah, it caught me off guard. But FKA Twigs, she has a lot of dope collabs with like a lot of rappers. She has a couple good songs with ASAP Rocky too on his testing album.
Okay.
She does good. She does.
She does
really good.
She has a song with Boss too.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Well, that's a lot of dope cosigns already right there. My man Boss is the Super Moton Fiends up in here. I hope I said that right. Anyways, dope track from Ty Dolla, Eco Death. Be sure to check it out to all our listeners. Next up on the list, we'll use that as a good segue since our man Kanye was just featured on that track with Ty Dolla. We got Kanye West's new track, Wash Us in the Blood.
Featuring Travis Scott, of course.
Uh-huh. Featuring our man, Travis Scott.
Yep. One of the many projects that he's dropping, by the way. But overall, I thought the song had like some Yeezus vibes on it. I fucked with it. There's a lot of glimpses of like the Yeezus mask he was wearing in the music video as well. A lot of Black Lives Matter clips in the beginning. Pretty powerful video.
I have to say, for a track, for basically a Christian music track, this thing bangs. It's not the type of music.
Dr. Dre produced as well. Can't forget about that.
Oh yeah, he did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is The Veil starting to lift up and we're getting the first, you know, viewing of what that project, West Day Ever, I believe it's going to be called, is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know.
Pretty dope.
It was pretty dope. It just, part of me feels like, I hope he's really genuine in his faith, you know, that,
for sure, man.
You know what I'm saying? I hope this isn't a faith plus one type situation because that would hurt some feelings out there because he's really rallying hard and how he says he doesn't want to do non-secular music anymore. He just wants to make music that promotes his faith. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. But like you said, like about his faith, once you turn Christian, like that shit just consumes you. Like I recently got baptized Christian not too long ago and haven't looked back since.
Congratulations.
Nothing fake about it.
Ether Ernie washing off everything that's impure in rap and spiritually. So what, if you heard this at a Sunday service, you'd be there moshing it up, huh?
That would be crazy.
Guarantee.
With the whole choir singing that in the back, that'd be crazy.
So...
But I don't know how they would make that into a worship song because they always change all the beats and melodies to make them sound more choir sounding.
So do you prefer?
Because doesn't he go to a live choir when he does it?
Massive choir, dude.
Yeah, it's live.
Massive.
Yeah, he goes in, pulls no punches. Do you guys prefer him sounding like this or when he's doing more of the boom bap stuff, like
No More Parties in L.A.?
Yeah,
I like that. I like that.
Yeah,
No More Parties in L.A.
But
I
mean,
like
this guy has range, so like. Can't really stick to one.
Like the Jesus is King title track from the album. I think it was the title track. That one had a more boom bap sound to it.
You're talking about a Follow really God?
I think it was Follow God, the Christ like that one. I don't even like likes. That one, I like that sound. If he could like venture more towards that sound, I think I'd be fucking with it a little more.
That song was a hit and it was only like 2 minutes. Yeah. I was like, make it longer.
Yeah, for real. For real.
That's when he flexed out those vehicles from Russia, those snowmobiles in the music video. You seen those giant ass things?
No, I think I missed that one.
He's in one, the cover in GQ, that giant ass vehicle.
Snowmobiles, you say?
From Russia.
Some James Bond shit. Freaking Kanye. Is that in?
He has a bunch of
did he film Kim that? There and everything?
Yeah.
And they have, I did see.
Such weird ass vehicles, dude.
Yeah, I did see.
The video he's doing like donuts. I was like, is this like a remote control truck? And then it zoomed out and he's driving it with his dad.
Nothing gets past OVO Jody. He's freaking surveying the webs. So
trying to cop one.
Nah, not me.
Wait, so
pull up to the next Coachella with one.
So what's the final verdict on this one though, OVO Jode? What'd you think?
Oh yeah, it was cool. I fuck with that.
Right. Kanye cool. Good enough answer
Jay
for
cool,
me.
Jay cool. Support Black music.
There you go.
That's right. All right. So next up on the list, from Griselda, my main man, entrepreneur, rap extraordinaire, West Side Gunn. His new album, Fly God is an Awesome God 2. This is the fifth full-length album from our man, the Buffalo MC. And yeah, he's coming out swinging on this one.
And
he's
not even 3 months after Pray for Paris either. Like, he put that album quick.
This is a common theme we're seeing with the Griselda boys, just releasing back-to-back projects, whether they be EPs, albums, or mixtapes. I don't believe West Side Gunn's, you know, respectfully, I don't think he's the best MC in the group. He has a lot of other talents, but my God, he's fucking spitting on this project. He's really going for it. A couple of dope features on here, but my favorite track was probably Lil Cease featuring Armani Caesar, who is the newest signee to the Griselda Music label.
Lil Cease.
So, you know, when I first heard they were signing her, I hadn't heard her before. So I was thinking, okay, is this like the SZA or the Ari Lennox sort of for Griselda? No, not at all. This chick is not playing at all. She doesn't sing, man. This is straight up swinging, dude. Bars. But yeah, Super Fryer Project, sleek, sexy beats all throughout this thing, man. I love all the soul samples. Production from a gang of different producers, from Derringer to J.R. Swift's. My other favorite track was Drive By Love featuring Keisha Plum. But yeah, man, what were you guys thinking about this project?
I thought it was dope, honestly. Kind of caught me off guard. But one of my favorite tracks on there is Bubba Chuck. She gives me like 1920s speakeasy vibes.
Yes.
Like underground speakeasy vibes for sure, like that beat. Then his rhyme flow on that song. Overall, fire. And then all his basketball references throughout the album.
Yeah, he had,
I think
he
that,
had
that,
bars.
That track, Bubba Chuck, he's talking about LeBron. He's talking about the Hoyas. He even says something like shooting like Joe Dumars. I was like, a lot of people don't even know who the fuck Joe Dumars is.
That guy
was a beast from the Pistons, from the Detroit Bad Boy era. Before, he was the quiet one.
Preacher.
Quiet one, but that guy was a baller. And then his feature on there says something about a... shot seven left-handers, call me Tony Kukoc. And I was like, oh.
Yep.
Dang,
I know for sure people Googling who the fuck that is.
If you listen to him, then you know it's a bar.
It's the overseas Scottie Pippen right there.
Yeah, bars.
Dang, so before the pod, you were kind of mentioning how you weren't sure how you were feeling about this. But I don't know, on second thought, what, you think this is fire or what?
It's cool, man. I need to just listen to it some more. Like you said, it's... comparable to like Wu-Tang and everything. I just gotta give it a few more listens. It's definitely not something that I'm listening to right now. So it definitely did like catch my ear a little different. But I, like I said, like I listen to music. I heard the bars. So I definitely like all the beats, the bars. Some songs it kind of sounds like Action Bronson, like type shit. And I fuck with Action Bronson. So
definitely like, get that East Coast vibe.
Yeah, super East Coast vibes on all these.
Griselda's killing it for sure.
With the basket bars.
Even
for
that
sure.
Girl though, like you were saying, that
talking
girl,
about
she...
no look dishes like Ricky Rubio. That's fire.
Bango.
Boom, 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 boom.
I liked how even Armani Caesar, even for her ad libs, you know how they have their funny little punchlines and you hear like they're in the background, they're like, ha ha. They're like just
her
laughing.
Laugh,
she even has
laughs.
Her little laughs in there that were pretty good. Yeah, you know, I believe this is the anniversary of the last Fly God is an Awesome God album. Celebrating a little early because I think he's getting ready for his Shady Records debut.
Okay.
Coming up. I believe it's called
Album?
Yes, he is. I think like a month from now, he's gearing up to drop his album, Who Made the Sunshine?
Okay. And so, this album was pretty lengthy too.
Yeah, this
album compared to the
long.
Last one.
It was like almost an hour long, right?
And very different from Pray from Paris too.
But he does have a lot of those high fashion references all throughout the album though, just like Pray from Paris does.
Oh, that's a guarantee. You're definitely going to get that from West Side Gunn.
Mm-hmm. First line with Lil C's where he says, Comme des Garçons is the only hearts that I got. That shit fire.
All the Pyrex bars.
Comme des Garçons, bro. The Comme des Garçons.
He's fly as fuck. We out here in Paris. My only critique, however, is what? No Conway the Machine on this thing?
There wasn't a single member, right?
I think Benny had Benny a verse.
Was on there? Yeah, Benny was on there. That girl's on. Isn't she on the same label as
Yeah, them, Armani right? Caesar.
Yeah.
So no Conway, which
I know a little bit.
Yeah, there we go. Freaking. Next time, hopefully. Freaking. We've been hearing a lot of Conway, but it's just I always expect to see the members hop on each other's different projects. For sure.
Like I didn't hear that Griselda like ad lib in any of the tracks like how they usually do when all three of them were on there.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it. But he was actually firing back on Twitter which one's the best one out of Griselda. Like he was talking shit to all those people, bringing up those comparisons. He's like, people that are trying to figure out which one's the best one of the group are stupid. They can go to fucking all the shit. I mean, I don't feel the same way, dude.
Talking about us. Oh, man.
I mean, why compare them? Just let them be their own persons.
No. So we'll be living. We're fans. We're going to talk about fan stuff. We're going to talk about rap. I feel you. That's how rap is. Freaking. Take it or leave it, gentlemen.
Take it or leave it.
With all due respect. Anyways, so be sure, ladies and gentlemen, to check out West Side Gun's new project. Fly God is an awesome God too. Dope project with dope soulful production and jazzy beats. Definitely worth your time. Up next on the list, are you guys ready for this? In this corner, we got our man Kid Cudi versus in this debate of who is the better artist overall.
No Wiz contest.
Khalifa. So, obviously, I think I know who you're going to go with on this one, Ernie.
The man from the moon, bro.
The man on the moon. The wizard.
Rager.
I saw it coming a mile away. You're going to go
Solo
that way.
Dolo.
What about you, though, Charles?
Total opposite way. With Khalifa all day.
Oh, damn.
Round one. Die. Fight. I don't know, man, but like Kid Cudi's first two albums, Wiz Khalifa's albums can't compete with any of those. It's like a whole part from Man on the Moon 1 to Man on the Moon 2 is just like a straight storyline story.
Both those albums are classics and
Like you have to listen to the album all the way straight.
But we're saying that definitely, but we're also saying like, let's say you're just stuck on a whole ass island and shit and you only have to pick between these two artists. Who you're going to go with, Cudi over Wiz Khalifa?
I'm going with Cudi. Yeah, because if you're stuck on an island alone, you start getting a little sad. You throw in Mr. Rager. Get your vibes going back up.
You can say the same thing about Wiz Khalifa.
Wake up in the morning, play some Mojo So Dope. Throw in your shades.
And both of them have their own brand of stoner rap, too. Mm-hmm. That's what's actually very interesting about both of them.
But Cudi goes into like different kind of shit. Like you can do some drugs to his music and shit. Mm-hmm. Like he's really... I fuck with Kid Cudi, that's why. So I kind of know. But Wiz Khalifa is on the whole another level, I think. Like he continued to do his thing and still
I feel like he's like on a like a party rapper to me.
Nah. He has his whole it's kinda like party rapper, but he's spitting bars.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not taking away from that. But I would say
like the shit that he puts out that he gets like on like Spotify or some shit. Like he does have like some party songs, but like the shit he has like on SoundCloud, like the shit that he was just dropping like every week or something. Yeah, like he was dropping a song like every day for like some weeks and they was all fire. Like there was not like all these party songs. It was like this nigga's putting beats down.
Just putting music out.
Putting bars out.
That's dope.
It's Only Weed, Bro. That's like, there's like no, I would say like no like party music like you said. Like that's just all bars. Super, super sick beats. Super dope bars.
That's dope.
I fuck with Wiz Khalifa though.
See, and that's... you know, where I come from on this argument, I feel like I would pick Kid Cudi, but Wiz Khalifa's got bars and is actually a much better rapper than Kid Cudi, I feel for sure. Kid Cudi, I love you, dog.
Yeah, much love.
You can't
Kid
spit,
Cudi.
Bro. I don't think Kid Cudi could spit. I know everyone's like, ooh, controversial.
He does kind of go off on a couple freestyles that he has, bro. That Tim Westwood freestyle, he goes off.
Yeah, he goes off on his freestyles, but his music is like...
But like, he's more of like a... singer-songwriter
like
person.
Passion. You can tell he puts a lot of passion.
But he does have some raps.
Anybody
sure.
on this earth, like, when you hear Tim Westwood TV, you better come with some fucking bars, okay? Mm-hmm. On that for platform. Sure. God damn.
Do you remember that Tyler freestyle? Where he was saying all kinds of gay shit.
Oh, which
fart
one?
Noise. He makes
which
like a
one,
lot,
Ernie?
Makes a,
for real,
a couple fart noises. He's like, you fart.
I think it's funny though. I would want to kick it with all them niggas. Them niggas.
The food looks
probably
like
have a really good time.
I know, man.
The Odd Future gang did look like they had a lot of fun back in the day.
They're fucking shit up.
You know, back when they were all together, and now everyone's either out doing their own things, got their own deal. But you know, back to the Kid Cudi and Wiz Khalifa argument on who's better. I mean, yeah, Kid Cudi has the Man on the Moons, but dog, Wiz Khalifa's got Rolling Papers and Rolling One Papers and too. And on top of that,
I don't think I've ever listened to like their albums, like one of Wiz Khalifa's albums straight without having to skip.
I definitely listened to Rolling Papers straight when that thing came out. I mean, come on, that thing's got some hits too. That's actually a good one.
It does have some hits.
I don't know who's got more hits, Kid Cudi or Wiz Khalifa.
Nah, Wiz Khalifa
it could be Wiz Khalifa who's got the more hits.
He has more music out though, so it's kind of, you better have more hits.
Dude, he's got, wasn't it Kush and Orange Juice? Dude, that mixtape was fucking sick.
Yeah. And I could put that against.
Kid Cudi went ghost for a while too. But then.
But he was going to do a whole bunch of shit though.
He was doing a bunch of acting shit. Yeah. Rehab here, rehab there. But
he's also got Black Hollywood, overall, which I'm not the biggest fan of that album, but it had some decent tracks on it. Dang. And the end of this, because I know I feel I'm stuck, because I know Wiz can spit better than Kid Cudi, but I feel like Kid Cudi's a better songwriter. In the end, it's tough, but I think I'd have to go Kid Cudi on this one. But, you know, and it's a close one. I'm trying not to be biased because I listen to Kid Cudi more, too.
I feel like Kid Cudi's music raised me throughout the years, too. Like, I felt like all the stuff he was going through, I was kind of feeling all that, too. Like, all the depressed little kids growing up. That whole group. Like, he brought up a lot of little kids, I feel.
He did, though. I know a lot of people that would say that. Definitely. But that's, like, also, like, a different
demographic, for sure.
There's an age gap for that.
And I guess, yeah.
It's between a couple years, too. Between, like, 3 years, three, four years, but...
Oh, but now I'm thinking just how revolutionary Kid Cudi's sound was at the time. Oh, man. Yeah, I have to give it to Kid Cudi.
I'm going Wiz Khalifa. Because if you're going based off that, I'll say Wiz Khalifa, like, low-key raised me too then. And then when, I started blowing and shit. Like, when I started smoking a lot, like, Wiz Khalifa was, I was watching his videos. That nigga taught me how to roll a joint. Watching that video and shit. Cushing OJ, like, nigga, even before that. Paper Planes, nigga.
Hey, you saw that How to Roll a Joint video too? Yeah, bro. Wiz Khalifa? I saw that same video.
I got my little glass tips from him. Like, I use a tray. I got a grinder from him. Like, don't be breaking up.
He's like, that's caveman shit. Yeah. Use your fingers. He's like, using your fingers is caveman shit. He's like, you gotta make the joint look like a boat. I seriously watched that.
That nigga's the reason why I wear snapbacks. I'm into Jordan. That nigga's the reason I'm into a lot of shit.
He made camel shorts really fucking popular for a little bit.
Goddamn.
Camel shorts and Chuck Taylors were back in style. And tank tops and fucking joints. Fucking
Spaghetti will tell you I've been on that nigga.
I believe you.
Oh, dang. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen. I think so. You're going Wiz Khalifa.
All day.
We're going Cudi. For me, it's a kind of a close one, but yeah, that's you know, y'all can let us know on Twitter or in the comments what y'all think about that too. To all the listeners, who y'all think overall?
To get back to you with that, the pool for the Frank Ocean and the weekend blew him out of the water, dude.
Frank,
yeah, it was like a 80-something percent.
Oh, I see what you did there. Blew him out of the water.
Yeah, blew him out of the ocean.
Ocean.
Bro.
Yeah, okay.
He told him to swim good.
All right. That's cool. That's cool.
That's funny.
Sure. Frank's better. Him and his two albums. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, he has some fire worthy mixtapes.
Yes. I'm being a jerk. He does. Good job, Frank Ocean. But my man, The Weeknd out here, still paving his legacy. Stay tuned.
He's still doing it.
Shoot.
But, I want to hear some trilogy vibes. Like, I want to hear some fucking vibes like that from Cuz. That shit will be tight as fuck.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I would love to hear some trilogy vibes.
Like, nigga, just go back. Like, I don't know.
This After Hours gave me glimpses of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't entirely full. Like,
he went back to
that
pop
disco
shit. Yeah, well, that shit.
It was a disco. I prefer the disco over the pop shit, for sure.
The disco is tight.
Yeah,
disco still.
I do fucks with the 80s sound a lot.
Like, Blinding Lights was fucking, I was just in there like,
dude, some of those lyrics are pretty tight. Sin City's cold and empty. No one's around to judge me.
He always
me.
Got
I'm
bars,
like, hey.
Though. Yeah, he always got bars. The Weeknd always got bars.
The Weeknd, besides Kid Cudi, I feel like The Weeknd makes the best drug music like I've ever heard. Like,
trilogy.
My God.
That's the whole trilogy.
House of Balloons, all that drug. Like,
all of it.
Even R&B, Beauty rapping. Behind the Madness, even though that's a lot more pop.
But what he's saying, yeah, you're right.
I feel like the sounds too, the sounds that the instrumentation's evoking on the tracks. But
I think some songs, but that song, that album is like low key kind of pop.
Dang. So that's what the poll said, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So Frank Ocean. So the people think Frank Ocean's better. I can run that. I can cut it
for one today if you want.
Yes, yeah, do it. I'm actually curious. All right. So
I just felt kind of weird because it was like all this Black Lives Matter stuff on Twitter. And like here I am trying to sneak up Frank Ocean versus The Weeknd poll.
Their lives definitely matter, Ernie.
Yeah, true.
That's what I was saying. But
what we got next?
It's freaking, you know, we were just talking about Wiz Khalifa and a little Taylor gang. So perfect segue to our man, Chevy Woods. He just dropped his
since birth
his first debut album, believe it or not.
That's crazy because he's been around since like the early 2000s. Right?
He's been grinding for a while now.
With Wiz Khalifa.
I believe he met Wiz Khalifa back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was like a hype man for
him. They just, something like that, yeah. And he's, dude, they just never stopped pushing it since they hooked up in 2008. So this first debut album, long awaited, this thing's dope. It's called Since Birth. And throughout the entire album, you know, he's talking about street life, his experience growing up.
Pittsburgh,
you know,
sounds scary, man.
Freaking paying homage to lost friends like Mac Miller, mm-hmm. rest in peace, and Nipsey Hussle. So, and he does also bring up the Black Lives Matter. Like, how can you not bring up the movement right now with, you know, what else is going on?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I like how everyone's just kind of making anthems for the resistance. I fuck with it.
Yeah, me too. My favorite track on here, though, features Wiz Khalifa, mm-hmm. and it's the one called Alive.
That song's dope.
That track goes. That one was a little
really
more
happy.
Yeah, more positive vibes.
Mm-hmm. Even the beat is like all positive.
Yeah. See, listening to that track, it gave me, it made me feel real nostalgic and gave me memories of like that kind of like 2010, 2011 era. Thinking about
smoking
my childhood, my
joint.
Teen years. Just when things, yeah, you know, just when things, just when you had such less responsibilities back then, you know?
Less problems,
things were more fun. And all me and my friends, we wanted to just grow up so fast. And then we all grow up.
Just fucking have a drink inside a little tiny ass room. Pretty much.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I see sunshine and palm trees when I'm listening to that track, Alive, featuring Wiz Khalifa. So, that was my favorite one on this one. But what'd you guys think of the project?
I thought it was pretty dope. But same thing with you. Alive was my favorite track on there. I didn't really listen to Chevy Woods too much until this week.
Most
so, I'm kind of new on this stuff. But he's been around for a minute. So, it's pretty crazy that this is his first like debut album.
He definitely switched up his style.
Definitely.
This isn't his normal brand of like stoner rap and stuff that I've heard from him in the past.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest like Chevy Woods guy, to be very honest with you. I've seen him live and stuff and I've heard some stuff here and there because I used to like the whole Taylor Gang thing. You know, damn, it feels good to be a Taylor.
But you ain't used to. You don't like it no more?
He got rid of the Converse.
I don't even hear the Taylor Gang bang no more. Ring Wiz.
Ty Dolla Sign making noise. Wiz making noise. Chevy Wiz about to bang with this album.
Is Ty Dolla Sign Taylor Gang?
Yeah. Google it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Bro.
Damn. So he's carrying the team
shit.
Right now.
I guess you're right. OVO Jode over here. Shit.
Correct Taylor.
Feels good to be Taylor.
I haven't been listening. Haven't been keeping my ear too closely peeped to it for a couple years. Like I said, I listened to that last Wiz Khalifa project, The Saga of Wiz Khalifa.
Fire.
And, yeah, it was all right. I don't know.
Oh, you did say that. I thought it was
all right. I heard that track with Logic and I was like, I don't know if I'm feeling this.
I like it.
Straight mid?
Nah, it was like a high mid.
It was a high mid.
I think he dropped that, but when he dropped that shit on 420, it's only weed, bro. I think that shit's way more fire than that, for sure.
Logic used to rap about being sober. He's all rapping about weed and shit now and strip clubs and drinking. I'm like, relax, Bobby.
Relax, Bobby.
Bro, what if that's what he's going through in his life right now? That's the phase that he's in.
Yeah, his girl left
him,
bro.
You went through different phases. I've been through different phases. That's the
it's
phase
just funny
because
he's going through that phase in fucking like 30s, in 33, 34. I'm fucking went through that phase when I was 20, I'm sure you guys did too.
Everyone has.
I just think it sounds goofy.
Everyone does turn to the dark side eventually.
Maybe
like, look what happened to Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon 2. He went full dark. It was fucking.
And now he's kicking it with Wiz Khalifa. That's Wiz Khalifa lifestyle right there.
Logic's darkest moment was fucking when he's rapping about he can't quit nicotine and shit. Under pressure. Yeah, that's me right now.
I don't think Logic's in a dark. He didn't sound like he was in a dark moment in that song. Did he?
Nicky?
No, did he? I don't think so.
Yes, he did. He's trying to make it seem all dramatic. You're rapping about fucking nicotine, dog.
No, in that Wiz Khalifa feature.
Oh, no, in that one, he's... Yeah,
he was just rapping. Like he was just rapping about probably what he's doing.
He was singing.
He was getting it.
It was cool. I liked it. I fucked with it. Never gonna hear me say anything negative about Kaz, Wiz Khalifa. Chevy Wiz album was fucking fire. My favorite song was Comfortable.
Nice.
Okay.
I like how he tells a he's telling a story on this whole album, like how he like kind of met Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
And then how he like kind of like got through that, went through the overseas success and everything, the overseas success and everything, and then how he like, you know, got his bread now and he's like trying to keep it, not trying to keep it, but gonna like
keep it flowing.
Yeah, I liked, you really get a good idea of who Chevy Woods is. Definitely. On this record. I feel like, like you said, he starts off rapping from the perspective of, grinding in the street.
Like the older him and shit. What's his name? What was his name? Kev the Hustler or some shit like that?
That used to be his old name, right?
Yeah, some shit like that. That's who he's like rapping, like who he's like, that's who he's referring to when he's in those earlier songs.
That's tight.
Yeah, and then rapping about the international success. So a good, full circle for Chevy Woods, and super dope to see him finally come out with the debut album. Pretty dope. I like a lot of the tracks. Definitely worth checking out. Any closing thoughts on this one?
I recommend everyone giving him a try and listening to him. I know it's not a lot of people, a lot of names you come across, and yeah, take our recommendation and OVO Jody's.
I fuck with it.
And that's the final verdict on this one, ladies and gentlemen. We fuck with it. Up next on the list, anniversary of Kendrick Lamar's Section 80. I don't think it's technically considered an album, but
yes, it is.
It's definitely one of my favorite projects from the man.
9 years ago, yesterday.
Well, it's definitely not his major label debut, so I'll say that.
It was TDE co-signed with Dr. Dre.
Was it?
Yeah.
But I always felt like GKMC was the major label debut, coming off Interscope and TDE
like when they
working
put this
together.
Out on this, it was like.
Is that. This distributed by Interscope though? What does it say right there?
It's Top Dog Entertainment / Section 80.
Yeah, see, it don't say Interscope though either.
I didn't say anything about Interscope, but it just says co-signed by Dr. Dre on this little bio.
Man, that doesn't mean shit. It doesn't say Interscope on it. It's not Dr. Dre.
Maybe he just likes it a lot.
Sir, please. I'm sure he does like
That's
it a lot.
The facts,
I like it a lot.
I'm sticking to it.
Stamp of approval.
I'm just trying to be accurate on here. Trust. I want it to be an album more than anybody else.
It doesn't get any more accurate than Apple Music right here.
So what's it say then?
It says an album.
Okay.
I think it is.
Well,
it's
they'll call anything
produced.
An album on there. It'll call a mixtape an album on there.
Because 1999 is on here as a mixtape.
It says mixtape?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to check the Carfax on that. But
I want to check it too now.
Yeah, that one recently got added, so they labeled that one obviously as a mixtape, as it was. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, I may have gotten got right now. But anyways,
but yeah.
Section 80's great album.
LA
we'll call
hometown
it.
Hero Kendrick Lamar.
From Kendrick Lamar. It's great. You see him explaining how he sees the world throughout this record. Common theme that he returns to is... we're freaking crack babies because we were born in the 80s. And he's alluding to maybe that's why there's like mental health issues in the community, self-hate issues, nihilism, systematic racism and oppression that he still sees throughout his communities. So yeah, it's just really dope seeing a young babies. Kendrick Lamar just describe the world as he views it. And you can definitely tell he's a child. He may be freaking born in the 80s, but he's definitely a child of 90s rap.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear him on this thing, just destroying it. Favorite tracks would be like The Spiteful Chant, Fuck Your Ethnicity, and High Power. With that beat was produced and given to him by J. Cole. Great project.
Damn, I never
dope
knew
ass
that.
Opening. Fuck Your Ethnicity is a banger to come
that
out, to open to an album.
It's crazy.
Especially the intro, it's like, gather around, children.
Legendary.
That's dope.
Iconic.
And then Ronald Reagan Era is like probably one of my favorite tracks, like one of my favorite Kendrick Lamar tracks of all time.
Man, yes. When you hear some of these interludes on this song, it just gives me chills and goosebumps.
And his hooks, dude, his hooks. Like he's actually like singing some of them.
You really see him develop as a songwriter on this thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, actually putting out some pretty good hooks. Like, shoot, I really, as simple as it is, I love the hook to Blow My High. That's a dope track. Yeah. That one gets ADHD. Probably the most, yeah,
it's probably
ADHD.
Like the most popular one of the album, but that was Cushion, like song of the year for like the next 5 years. Everyone would not stop playing that song.
ADHD.
It was crazy.
A love song about having mental health issues. That's mm-hmm. what, or I don't even know what you would call it. Whatever.
So many people were saying they had ADHD after that, just to relate. Seen the tweet that this girl wrote, I think I got ADHD, and she wrote it with a 80HD. Oh man.
ADHD.
Gotta love Twitter. But yeah, Kendrick Lamar, for sure. This solidified him as a legend from the get-go.
Almost definitely. You know, he was a force to be reckoned with when he dropped this. One of my favorite bars he says on this thing, this line's fucking ice cold off the song Poor Man's Dreams. He raps, I used to want to see the penitentiary way after elementary. Thought it was cool to look the judge in the face when he sentenced me. Like, man, right off the bat. I think Poor Man's Dreams was the first song I heard off this project way back in the day. And that line really really resonated with me. I don't know. I just thought it was so ice cold the way he says that.
I came across Kendrick off fucking MySpace, dude. Told me, one of my homies reposted it. I was like, who the fuck is this? Checked it out. Song was dope. Video was dope. Outside that liquor store in Compton.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think I know which one you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it was cool seeing listening to this again. Like, I was listening back to it. It was cool also, like, seeing all the black hippie guys hop on these songs. Reminded me, like, how it was back then. They were a little more active.
Yeah.
Collaborating with each other, doing all these guest verse
spots.
Still
not all that big.
Yeah.
It's crazy how they've come a long way, honestly, dude. It's crazy.
What do you guys rank this in your Kendrick, like, albums?
Kendrick albums. I think I have this. I want to say number 3. After Damn. Oh, Damn's number 1 for me. And then it would be Good Kid, Mad City. And then this one.
This one's number 2 for me. I go Good Kid, Mad City, Section 80.
Okay.
And then after that one, ooh, it's a close toss-up. I really want to give it to Pimp a Butterfly. Just because that album was so different and so experimental. The way they brought back some of those neo soul and jazz vibes mm-hmm. in it was
he's always brought those amazing jazz vibes. I fucking love it.
Yeah, definitely breathing some fresh air. Mm-hmm. Yeah, into the genre.
What about you, Jody?
I think I got it like, I think I'll say 3-2. Because I have Damn, number 1. That shit's hard.
That's
and then I have
my mind.
Damn, both you guys put Damn at 1?
And I have Overly Dedicated 2nd. Even though it's a mixtape.
Okay.
And then I have all Section right. 80 and then
Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah. And then the Pimp a Butterfly.
But they're all great.
Yeah, they're all fucking great. Fire.
They're all masterpieces for sure.
Just for me.
But
I
Damn,
like Overly Dedicated
Damn hit different for me. And then he put out that reverse version. That was crazy too.
That's a cop out. Reverse version. Hey, look, 2nd album. I was not buying
no,
that
the cover
shit.
Art was dope though.
Yeah, definitely. It was
like
cool.
It was like a flipped image.
It was hard. What's your favorite track off Damn? For me, for a while, it was Triple X. But slowly, it became Element.
Mine is Fear.
Yeah, Fear is, would be my 3rd favorite.
Fear, really in, Fear. In that track, he has a bar where he mentions all the names of the tracks in the album in like 3 bars. Mm-hmm. So smooth, dude. He names all the tracks. And like, oh, it was crazy. It blew my mind when I heard that. I was like, damn, he just named all the tracks. And then like, I think the hook ends with 14 tracks. Mm-hmm. That hook was tight.
I forgot exactly what it says, but yeah. But then it ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got all the bars on that Damn album.
He starts in reverse, right? In that hook in the beginning.
Like he hits
right, it's just like... And I kind of know some of the lyrics to the reverse fucking hook too.
He's got a lot of bars and serious topics on that album. But then he's also got like the laid back bangers to it too.
And then Killer Mike doing some of the skits. Mm-hmm. That was epic.
Oh yeah.
No Kung Fu Kenny.
Dude, Kid Capri. Yeah. Kid Capri's all over that thing.
Yeah.
Again. Damn near hosting that album.
Mm-hmm. But he always has good interludes, outerludes. He has.
Yeah.
I was telling you,
Good Kid,
Mad
City,
bad interlude.
The Domino.
This dick ain't free.
You don't like that?
Nah, hell no, I don't like that.
I like that, bro.
That shit
I fuck
funny.
With it.
And then the Good Kid, Mad City ones with the Dominoes. Girl. Girl.
Want your body.
Nothing beats.
I want that body.
The GKMC.
Want your body. Because that big old skits. Ass.
Somebody say Domino's. Kendrick, just bring my car back.
Yeah, you were tripping on no Domino's.
Than a motherfucker. Those are some of the funniest ones. I used to catch people singing those at work, like the skits. I used to hear someone in the back of the kitchen saying, girl. Girl. That's pretty funny, man. It's like a bunch of Mexican guys listening to that shit. It's funny.
Well, damn. Like Kendrick Lamar with all these great projects. And now it looks like we're going to have to wait even longer for his next album because they're trying to fucking cancel him and shit.
Let's do another versus right now.
We're chilling at home, man.
Kendrick versus J. Cole.
Kendrick versus J. Cole? J. Cole, the better songwriter. I think Kendrick's a better rapper.
I'm going Kendrick all day, TDE.
I'm going Kendrick too. Even though...
I used to go Kendrick, now I'm starting to go J. Cole.
His songs flow smooth.
His whole album flow, everything goes.
They call him corny or whatever, but his shit doesn't sound like he's reading off a fucking phone when
he's
rapping.
And he could do it by himself. He don't need no features at all. It's just him.
Yeah, albums like that. Two Grammy.
What I like about J. Cole is... it's definitely more straightforward rapping style than Kendrick Lamar's. You know, Kendrick's more, he's got a more complex rap style between analogies and rhyme schemes and all that. Like J. Cole can get busy and complex with it too, but a lot of the times his raps, he's saying a lot more by saying way less.
Yep.
And that's a very tough skill to acquire as an MC and a rapper. That's kind of like how JGZ does, you know, says a lot of things, you know, a lot with very few words. And either what he's saying is very meaningful, or I mean like literal double, triple, quadruple entendres on his bars. So,
kind of like going back to like what Rakim was saying back in that interview where he's saying he has to use a lot of words to get his message through. Sometimes he runs out of like running time on the beats.
And that's why I said I feel like that affects his songwriting.
That does affect a lot.
So even though he can spit like a motherfucker, no, Rakim, the God MC, one of the best ever. That's why I feel like he doesn't quite reach the level of a Tupac Shakur or Biggie Smalls. Or in like 10, 15 years, we'll be saying Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole. Know what I mean?
We are, though.
Remember when they played us on Black Friday a couple years ago? When they dropped those remixes?
Yeah, they played the fuck out of
us. Hey, but those remixes were fire. Kendrick killed that beat.
Dude, Kendrick killed that Tale of Two Cities beat. Oh,
remember the hook when
God.
He's talking to Jermaine? He's like, J. Cole won't let me kill this beat. He's like, please go.
Please, please go.
And then he starts spitting again on fast and he's like, and he stops. He's like, all right.
My DNA is DMT. It's so rare. Oh, man.
The album would have been so fire. They should just release some of the songs. Fuck it. I know they got some.
Everyone has
just
so
a little,
many songs.
Just a little, like, little EP. Little seven song EP real quick.
They're playing us, random. Man. I thought they were going to do it back then.
Even if they put it as like another Entitled and Mastered, I fuck with it. Run it.
Like Kendrick could just do it. Fuck, he already did it.
I'm pretty sure they have them saved and stored already.
Sure. Yeah.
It's pretty already CD'd, packaged.
They're ready to go.
They're just waiting.
File already. Album.
Shit.
Shoot. But fire the missiles.
So y'all would go Kendrick on Kendrick versus J. Cole?
I think I would. Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I think I'd go Kendrick too.
He just goes like so gangster.
I really
want
to say J. Cole to go against you guys. But
then he also has his club bangers too. Like when he came out with Swimming Pools, that was like song of the fucking
year as well. Like he for sure got whatever mood you want to be in, he got.
Find
J. Cole too though. J. Cole too though. But I like how Kendrick just has it.
J. Cole's
like kind of
going a different route.
Yeah.
With his past two albums, there are a lot more meaningful, thoughtful albums.
Definitely.
And a lot softer. When you as opposed to like a song, album like Damn,
or like Damn, like I felt like I was in Ducky's shoes, like when he was singing some of those songs towards the end.
Oh, yeah, dude,
like talking about his mom, Duckworth. Like beat your ass if you dirty them shoes that I just got you.
Fear that dope line from Fear,
gotta help me.
If I could smoke fear away, I'd roll that motherfucker up,
and then I'd take two puffs.
So, anyways. We started off with a solid breakdown of Section 80 and somehow made it all the way to Kendrick versus J. Cole. So,
shit happens.
Anyways,
man.
Now we come back.
It's a cold world.
We're going to break down because the times call for it, people. You know, this is hard raps for hard times. We ain't playing no fucking games. You know, the youth are getting restless. we're going to break down one of the most legendary introductions to an album of all time. We're going to break down Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares intro. Oh, man. This shit's one of the most legendary intros of all time. Expect, like, when I got goosebumps watching that video of when Meek Mill's locked up for busting a wheelie and there's that fucking mob outside rapping the Dreams and Nightmares intro, you know, rallying to get him released. And
that song just, was dope.
Fuck, the intro's so super sick. Mm-hmm. Sets the tone for the entire album. I love how it starts with, I guess you could call it the Dreams first half, right? Where he's rapping about, it's very hopeful, very motivational. Like he's his dreams, sure. And he's rapping to acquire his dreams and make it in the rap game. And then the second half is just a fucking angry, just a diatribe. Yeah. He's just going in on the rap game.
Meek Mill goes off.
And
like
all those opposing him and doubting him. Fucking amazing intro track. But yeah.
Meek goes hard when he starts going off. He sounds sick.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished?
Dope sound. His voice sounds really cool.
I think the Philadelphia Eagles use this as their one of their freaking
intros, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Shit, I mean, you kind of have to, bro.
It's from Philly.
I think Meek might be the dopest MC to ever come out of Philly. Like, I mean, you also got Cassidy.
You also got Will Smith,
too. You got Beanie Siegel.
You got Will Smith, though.
Oh, yeah, because we all know how Will spits that venom.
That kid's bought venom, bro.
Oh, dang. Ether Ernie said it, not me.
Hey, man.
I didn't say
you can play around your
no
kids. You can play around your grandma.
No cuss words.
I don't know if you can play it around your grandma because parents just don't understand.
What about you throwing Wild Wild West around anybody?
Nah, screw you guys. That was funny.
That was funny.
I get you. That song was cool, though.
No. Don't try to backtrack and make me feel good now.
No, but the Wild Wild West album, he has like this one Drake song that I actually fucked with. Back in the day, that song Amen, that song went hard.
The album was tight.
I thought you were talking about Rico for a second.
Rico, there
off
it is.
Off the Dreams Worth More Than
There It Is
Money.
I just wish he dressed a little better back then.
Oh yeah,
I was looking at
there
some of the music
is.
Videos, the polos.
Nigga is wilding.
Got the
right.
I would think it's an Audemars freaking attached to a handcuff.
Like you just got all the money.
Everything. I would wear handcuffs if they came like this.
Maybe.
Have you been holding this right? Yes, I am.
Think so.
Anyways.
Let's not talk about cuffs this episode.
Yeah, right.
We're far away from cuffing season, so we'll have none of that talk around this table at this time. No.
It's too hot for that shit.
No.
He said it's too hot for that shit.
It's...
Y'all don't agree? Y'all don't agree?
Oh man. Yeah.
Can't be cuddling in this.
You guys freaking kill me. Freaking legendary intro. Dreams worth more than nightmares. Dreams and nightmares intro. Definitely check it out.
Some bars.
If you guys haven't heard it before. Nah, not yet.
You have to be living under a rock if you've never heard this album.
Hell yeah. Honestly.
Tell him, Ernie.
Living next to Patrick.
Next to Patrick Starr.
When I put the after busting, y'all thought it was rented? That nigga is going off.
Yeah.
What he said after that, like Popeye, I'm like Popeye and spinach or some shit. That nigga was spitting. I didn't even like Meek Mill at the time. Like I was barely getting on him. And then I heard that intro, like my little brother played it. I was like, damn, this nigga.
I heard Amen first and I was like, yo, Meek Mill is tight.
I didn't even hear that song.
You don't remember Amen?
I do. I know the song.
Okay.
I just didn't listen to it.
Oh, for real?
Like, I seen if it came out and I was
like that song reminds me of, like, my high school graduation year. Like, I would play that shit at all the kickbacks.
Shit, I just
want to thank God.
Here's a verses
for
you guys.
For all the pretty women he led into my life.
Hey, y'all would do, check it, Meek Mill or Wale? Who's better?
Ooh, they're on the same label too, huh? I got Wale.
That's a hard
one. But I got Wale.
I'm going to take Meek on this one.
You take Meek on that one? Oh, man. I think I'd have to give it to Wale.
Because he do both. He got raw-ass raps, too.
Raw-ass raps. And then
he got, like, some singing shit.
The way
he's very
you can tell he really takes his time when he's crafting his raps, too. It's fucking...
He just needs a better team, I feel. Like, production team and, like, management.
You didn't like Wale? That's crazy?
He's always criticized his management, like, how he was unsigned for a little bit. He had no label. Like, after he left MMG, I don't know what the fuck happened with that. But he was solo for a little bit. He's independent. you just talking shit about how you couldn't find the right people.
But he's back on MMG, right?
I'm not sure.
He is, because real his shit just dropped. Or wow, that's crazy.
Isn't it on MMG?
That's on MMG, I believe. Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, but
I think I think we looked that up before. Okay. I'd give it to Wale. I'd have to, and that's a hard one because Meek's like fucking demon when he's in the booth. That fool can fucking spit. Yeah, man, I'd go Wale on that one though.
For sure.
Tough one, but yeah,
that is a pretty even one though, to me.
Yeah, that's. I
feel like they have similar style, in a way.
That's probably the most even one, besides Kendrick and J. Cole, that we've probably said yet.
And the Biggie Tupac.
You guys did Biggie Tupac?
Yeah.
Who'd you choose?
Where were you?
Who'd you choose?
When did we do Biggie and Pac?
We went Biggie and Pac like during I think Biggie's anniversary. I want to say episode 6. Might be wrong.
Oh, we might have brought it up real quick. We didn't go super in depth though.
We were almost grappling. What
I
you
go
mean?
Biggie.
Who did you choose? Pac?
My
oh,
man.
Biggie?
My man.
I'll choose Pac now, but I was gonna choose Biggie.
What? Gotta follow your heart, man.
Nah, Biggie just had super flows.
Mm-hmm. Stupid flows.
But so did Pac though.
Yeah. I feel like Biggie was more my style though.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Pac was raw.
Scary raw.
I think it was tight though. The movie was tight.
Which one?
Even though it didn't look like
Biggie one? Mm-hmm. Or the Tupac one?
The Tupac one.
Okay.
It didn't look like Tupac.
Hey, you know, Notorious did not age that well over the years. I feel that movie.
That movie was really good though. You didn't like it?
You didn't like it?
I fucking, you know, it's all right. Tupac I really loved like it Tupac when it first came either. Out. But over the years, like, I don't know.
Hey,
I don't feel like
Avengers.
It holds up.
It is.
And there's also some inaccuracies in that movie too. And I'm like,
man, I feel like there's inaccuracies in almost all the biopics.
There is gonna be, but
you gotta add some flash.
I think Diddy had his had his fingers a little too much on that project, the Notorious project.
Like, he tore himself.
That's all I'll say. I guess
he's like, don't make me look bad.
He made himself look bad when Suge Knight talked about him. You don't want a manager all up in the videos, dancing in the videos, singing in the videos.
Suge Knight should have been dancing in the videos because maybe he wouldn't be in fucking jail right now.
Auctioning his boxers for money. Remember when he was selling his boxers?
Like what?
Yeah, he was selling his clothes. He had like a yard sale, bro. He was selling his Shaka wear fucking boxers, dog.
Worn by Suge Knight.
Still might find a hair or two.
He signed it up.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Where should he in prison?
Gotta save your money, huh?
He in prison, huh?
He's in prison. I believe so.
Fuck yeah, he's in prison.
Better be in prison.
Yeah, he should have been dancing. Dance his way out of prison.
That guy can't dance.
Yeah, he could rock.
Yeah, he could rock. The one that done that one dance move that all fat people would do. Mm-hmm. Hey, hey.
All right.
He leaned back with it too, like,
so, some other quick little topics we'll get out the way right quick. Let's see. Y'all like Dave East at all?
Yeah, I fuck with Dave East.
Dave East?
I haven't heard of him in a while.
He dropped the album like last year, I think.
Survival. The album was pretty hard.
The album was fire.
Okay. Fucking, he really is in survival mode on that fucking album. But anyways, recently people were going at him online saying that he suffers from the same thing that Nas does in that he doesn't pick good beats. What do you guys think about that?
He suffers from
Nas
has some classic albums though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say all of them, but some beats he should have, I think he should have changed. I can't remember the song, but most beats he's kind of fire on. To me, like,
he's
I fuck with
fire
him.
On the beats. But I do feel like he could be picking more memorable ones.
Yeah,
or
like more to fit his style.
Someone needs to give him some bangers, I feel. Because he's a top-tier lyricist and MC. That fool fucking kills it. The beats aren't terrible.
You're saying
I just
like
feel
beats
like
that'll last like 10-plus years?
Beats that either A, are super gritty, super memorable, or B, fucking that'll make a banger or a hit. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be like a hit per
are you
se.
Like a radio hit, or are you talking like
could be? I'll settle for that too. Just I would
it's
like some better.
Radio?
I just want
he's
better.
Talking like a represent
beats.
Nas beat. Like when you hear that name, you hear the beat already.
Oh,
like,
yeah, maybe more melodic boom bap type thing. If that's the route you're gonna go. You know what I'm saying? Or some freaking I don't know some fucking ill deep bass trap beats that sound like you're drowning in them.
Okay.
Something like that.
I put you on that.
So I've listened to a cool amount of Dave East. That's why, and I feel like you know maybe he could use some sicker beats to accompany his sick ass raps. You know what I mean? But that was a recent topic.
Wait, going back to Kid Cudi, he posted a date, July 10th. I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen July 10th, but it should be something cool.
It's gonna be the soundtrack to the.
And then Joey Badass says he's 100% doing music right now.
Yeah, he's in the studio again.
Joey Badass.
Fuck yeah, we need some more Joey.
People's champ.
We kind of do need some more Joey Badass.
Shoot, you know, we were just on the topic of verses. Shit, hey, here's another one for y'all. This one's gonna
be. He posted this tweet that said "mood," and it's Goku Super Saiyan 3, bro. Come on. He's going to be going in.
I hope.
He's going to enter that God tier mode and he's going to start rapping about shit that the elites don't want him to rap about.
One day ago, I can already tell. Heat.
He's going to rap about some fucking controversial shit. I can tell. That fool just posted a Super Saiyan 3 Goku meme. That dude's about to go in on freaking systematic oppression and shit. Oh, man. Hell yeah. Yeah, I know he's about to. Because, even on All-American Badass, he was saying some shit that I feel like just a lot of people missed, you know? But yeah, Joey B.
Well, I feel like that album was also perfect timing too. It was 2016, right when Trump had gotten elected. I feel like you can put that album in now and it would probably bang a little bit harder.
Nice. Well, and if you got the guts, scream fuck Donald Trump. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, on the topic of verses, since we've been doing rappers, what about R&B artists? What would you guys, they just talked about this one on Joe Budden podcast. Shout out Joe Budden. They, Summer Walker versus Snow Allegra. I know who Ether Ernie's got.
I'm outie with this one. You already know. Queen Snow Allegra.
Wow. Her upcoming album should be dropping soon. What is it? Love Worth Dying For? Or something like that.
She'd be thirst trapping.
It has like a blue album, right? Like
thirst trapping all quarantine, like man.
Oh, now I gotta Google this right quick. I mean, I'll go like Snow cover. Allegra just because, like, Summer Walker's really dope.
She has a nice voice.
Snow Allegra has a real elegant, just beautiful voice that, like man, she's even climbing her way up there, up on the ranks of like Janae Aiko for me and Jessie Reyes. Freaking, I'm liking Snow Allegra the more I listen to her music. So I'm a little biased. I'll probably take her over Summer Walker. Sir, please. Please, accusations.
I don't know who I'm taking.
You gotta go with the
Come
queen.
On, dude.
Man.
You're supposed to be the R&B man around here.
I said it a lot.
What's going on?
The queen.
I'm gonna go with, I only know one Summer Walker song, that song with the week, Party Next Door. So I gotta go with Snow.
Good choice.
What is the name?
Let me listen to some more Summer Walker, though.
It's cold out here. It's snowing.
I'm trying to find the name of her upcoming album. Sheesh.
Yeah, it's...
Dying for Your Love, man. July 10th.
Bam. Dying for Your Love, July 10th.
And that cover,
it has a blue cover
is
right?
Steamy.
It's blue.
Steamy.
Dang, that
ass cover,
though.
Bro. I'm telling you, man. She's been thirst trapping all quarantine.
I wonder if Michael B. Jordan took that picture.
Those Nike... Is she sponsored by Nike?
I don't know.
She has some exclusive Nike shit, bro.
Oh,
Nike,
really?
Get on
it.
Man.
I follow her on Twitter.
This cover, though. Wow, then.
Hell yeah.
All right, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Doc. No need. We're near the end of the pod anyway. Is there any final thoughts you guys want to talk about? Anything pop up on the radars?
I have one
that I might get roasted for, but I really fucked with the track. Don't roast me for this.
Don't roast me.
But the Rust track, he dropped it today.
What's it called?
It was not bad. Man. It was not bad. It's called the Live from the Villa.
You listen to Rust?
I've heard a good amount of Rust.
I've seen this video on Twitter.
Not by choice, but
yes,
he has been forced on me.
Couple good songs, man. You can't hate.
The song I seen on Twitter it was straight fucking. He plays piano or some shit. Kind of tight.
This is what I think about Russ. I used to think he sucks. Now, I think he's pretty average. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think he sucks.
I feel like
now.
He's putting out good shit.
I don't
compared to
him.
Some of the stuff
it's
that's
just,
coming out.
He's.
I take him over all the
Lils. He's kind of a good singer, but not really. And then he's kind of a good rapper, but not that good. So it's just
and
averages out to me.
Kind of good producer too. Making a lot of his own shit.
Yeah, he's all right.
Off MacBook.
He's all right.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm? Logic or Russ? Fucking Logic a fucking million times over.
I don't know, man.
God damn. Jesus, fuck.
So get me out of here.
I don't listen to none of them. That's why I don't
know. I would pick Russ over Logic.
I would pick Logic because Logic has those Sinatra shit or whatever. I should not listen to Logic.
Hey, I know we poke fun at Logic, but fuck it. Come on. Dude, fuck it. If anyone, don't disrespect
they
the man
roast
like
Russ
that.
More than anything.
For real?
Yeah.
I forget Russ. Get a lot of love.
No, on Twitter, bro, they hated like all the Metro Boomins, like all the little rappers, they would roast this food daily.
Well, because Russ is a little fucking cocky, dude, man. You see interviews with that dude? That dude's so full of himself and so cocky.
I don't know. He don't be popular.
Like, no wonder people give him a
feed was that little video.
Okay. We're doing with the Daisy Marquez?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't even know who that is.
There's a baddie in the video?
I don't know. This nigga was on.
You can't say it on live. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I don't know who that is.
I almost made it the whole podcast without saying something bad about nobody.
No, just say it now. You already had to make me say it.
End it on a
negative. You have to say it now.
I was just saying it.
That freaking Russ, I think that fool's a little cocky for fucking the skill set that he possesses. You know what I'm saying? I guess he makes a lot of money from streaming and all this other little business shit that I could fucking
But
care
you could
less
say
about,
he
dude.
Did make it.
Hmm?
You can say he did make it.
Sure.
Yeah, he has long hair, right?
Yeah.
Hair. That's Russ. What, he's white with long hair?
Nah, he's like your average hipster.
Yeah. He light skin.
Which is kind of rare for hip hop.
Yeah, not white.
It's kind of hard to come into the hip hop game.
I've been on old shit.
That's a little 5'5" Mexican
you
like Hispanic
Masego?
Dude.
Hmm?
You like Masego?
Nah, I don't know who that is.
You know who that
is? He looked at me like.
I guess you're going to have to put us on after the pod, man.
Nah, it's just a nigga that sings. He like does a lot of jazz shit. Pianos.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of tight.
Check it out.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Well, of course, we're into jazz, man.
Shoot, man. This is the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast, OVO Jody. I'm into all that stuff. Why not? More the merrier.
Who else you listening to lately? You guys bumping every day?
Dude. I've been winding back. I was listening to some more of that Jeezy album, that 2020 Pyrex Vision that dropped a little while ago. I was going back to that. Been going back to Party Mobile here and there. And since we were talking about it last week, some couple weekend tracks, some punk rock here and there. You know what I'm saying?
I've been listening to a lot of Piñata. Just because the whole academic shit, Freddie Gibbs is like canceling this food. Finally, dude, someone's doing it. Finally. Hey,
academic, right?
DJ Academic is wilding
out. Did you see that?
Did you see that picture?
He got bodied on Twitter.
DJ Wack.
The fool has a mugshot from college from breaking into dorms, dude. Come on. His name's Livingston, I think, right?
That nigga
Livingston.
Is crazy. He posted this one.
Lackademics.
Didn't he post like this whole ass paragraph or
hip-hop
some shit?
Hip-hop African-Americans.
DJ Algebra.
He said hip-hop African-Americans.
Looking like a fat Teletubby.
Oh, man.
Some shit.
He said you build like a Teletubby.
Oh, man. All right, y'all. So we'll end on that note. DJ Academics looks like a fat Teletubby.
Man.
Oh, man. Fuck Algebra. I don't even like math. Fuck you, Academics. Anyways,
lock your doors. You might break in.
Oh, yeah. Watch out for DJ Academics. He might freaking breathe on you. Freaking. This has been the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast with your man, Stephen Young, my man.
OVO Jody.
And fucking Ernie.
You're not going to announce me?
Fuck it all up.
You got tired? Say my name.
You were supposed to say your name.
Ernie Estrada.
Ether Ernie in the evenings. Coming at you. Peace out, ladies and gentlemen.